This afternoon's topic will be the sign of Christ's return with the church.
今天下午我们所讲的这个题目呢，是讲到说主耶稣将以他的教会一起的来到这个地上。
Matthew 24 teaches this return of Jesus Christ.
这个24章呢，马太福音24章是讲到主耶稣这样的来到这个世界上。
Jesus Christ was told by the disciples because they were very proud of the temple.
这些门徒呢，他们对这个圣殿呢感到很自豪。
The temple in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ was very, very big.
在这个耶稣的时代呢，那个圣殿呢是很大的。
They spent more than 40 years renovating this temple.
他们花了整40年来装修这个圣殿。
It is said that it was even greater and more beautiful than Solomon's temple.
甚至有人说，这个圣殿呢，比所罗门的圣殿更加的辉煌。
And because of the greatness and the magnificence of this temple, the people thought that it was indestructible.
就是因为这个圣殿呢很辉煌很美丽，人家以为这个圣殿不会被毁坏。
And so the disciples were very, very proud of the temple that they have, and they say, Jesus, you see this temple.
所以呢，这些门徒呢就为着这个圣殿感到自豪，然后向主耶稣指给耶稣说，你看这个圣殿吧。
Then verse 2 Jesus says, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be overthrown.
但是主耶稣说，在将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁的。
This temple that you all thought can never fall, Jesus says, every stone will be turned upside down.
这个你们以为是不会被毁坏的圣殿呢，有一天呢，将会完完全全的被毁坏掉。
That means this temple that appears so permanent will be destroyed.
这个表面上看着是永远长存的，但是却会被毁坏。
And so the disciples were very concerned.
所以门徒呢感到很关心。
And so they asked Jesus Christ in verse 3, two questions.
因此门徒呢就问主耶稣两个问题。
The first question was, tell us when shall these things be?
第一个问题是这个事情什么时候会发生呢？
And that would be with reference to the destruction of the temple.
那这是关于这个圣殿的被毁。
Then the second question in the last part of verse 3.
那就是第二个问题呢，是第三节的后半部。
What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
就是你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
Now these were not the enemies of Christ.
这些不是耶稣基督的敌人。
Sometimes Jesus answered the enemies with another question.
有时候呢，当主耶稣回答他的这个仇敌的时候，他以另一个问题来问他们。
Because these enemies wanted to trick the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为是他们的耶稣的敌人，有时候要所谓的要欺哄他嘛。
But these were his disciples.
但是这个是他的自己门徒。
The questions were very sincere and genuine.
他们的问题是出自一个很诚意的。
And if you study the Gospels, you realize that Jesus Christ always answered the questions of sincere disciples.
你发现到在这个四福音书里面，你发现到主耶稣都很直接的回答这些出自于内心的这些问题。
So just like in the past, like in this instance, Jesus Christ will answer both their questions.
因此呢，在过去，而且包括这个现在，主耶稣都完全的回答他们的问题。
Take heed that no man deceive you.
主耶稣说，你们要谨慎，免得被人迷惑。
This is for both questions.
这个呢是针对那两个问题的。
The answer to question number one is from verse 5 to verse 13.
第一个问题的这个答案呢是从第五节到第十三节。
The answer to the second question will be from verse 14 to verse 28.
那么第二个问题的答案呢，是从14节到28节。
And when you compare the two answers, you're going to find the similarities.
当你比较这两个问这个答案的时候，你发现他们之间有相同之处。
Like for example, verse 11, they talk about false prophets.
那在11节讲到有假先知。
And then verse 24, you also talk about false prophets.
24节也讲到假先知。
The similarity will always be there.
这个相同之处呢是常常会有的。
Because both of them talk about destruction.
因为两者都讲到这毁坏的事情。
Let me ask you a question.
那我问你一个问题。
When Jesus Christ was on earth after his resurrection before his ascension for 40 days,
当主耶稣被, 复活, 还没有升天之前呢,
did he ever appear to any unbeliever?
他到底有没有向不信者, 显现呢?
He never did.
从来没有的。
He appeared only to believers.
他只向信徒显现。
That was to strengthen their faith.
那是为了要坚固他们的信心。
The only time and the first time the unbelieving world will see the resurrected Christ will be at the second coming of Christ.
那世界不信的人，那些世上的人会第一次看到主耶稣，是在主耶稣带来的时候。
That's why the Bible says that every eye shall see him.
所以那边讲说，每一个人将要见到他。
There is one big difference.
那是一个很大的不同。
When Jesus appeared to the disciples before his ascension, it was to strengthen their faith.
在主耶稣还没有升天之前，他向他的这个门徒显现的时候，是为了要坚固他们的信心。
They already accepted him as their Lord and Savior.
他们已经接受他做他的主和救主了。
When Jesus Christ appears from heaven in his second coming or his return, he now comes as only the judge.
当主耶稣第二次从天上再来的时候呢，他要以这个审判官的这个身份来显现。He's
not coming as a savior anymore.
他不再以救主的身份显现。That's
why the Bible described him as coming with the title King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以圣经说到他来的时候呢，他将要成为万主之主、万王之王。
That means when Jesus comes down from heaven on the white horse and you say, Jesus save me, he says, I can't save you, I'm not here as a savior, I'm here as a judge.
当主耶稣骑着那个白马从天上降临的时候，如果你向他说，你救我，主耶稣说，我不能够救你，我将要审判你们。
That means when that day comes,
当那一天临到的时候,
everyone's position before God will be fixed.
那我们在神面前的这地位呢，已经被定了。
If you are wicked, you'll be wicked forever.
如果你是作恶的，你将永远是个恶人。
If you are evil, you'll be evil forever.
如果你是坏的，你将是永远是个坏人。
If you are holy, you'll be holy forever.
如果你是圣洁的，你将是永远圣洁的。
If you are righteous, you'll be righteous forever.
如果你是公义的，你将永远永远公义。
This is found in Revelation 22.
那是在启示录22章所讲到的。
That is why the second coming of Christ is so important.
因此主耶稣的第二次再来是很重要的。
Because everybody's relationship with God will be permanently fixed for eternity.
那么主耶稣再来的时候呢，我们在神面前的地位呢，将会永永远远的被定下了。
And so Jesus says, I don't want anybody to be caught sleeping.
因此主耶稣说，你们不要再睡觉了。
So I'm going to give you some signs.
我要让你知道一些这些异兆。
When you see these signs fulfilled, you know that my coming again is very near.
当这些异兆已经完成的时候，你就知道我的再来已经很近了。
To the disciples in the time of Jesus Christ.
这特别是给那些当时在主耶稣的那些时代的门徒。
They were so proud of the temple.
他们对这个圣殿感到很自豪。
They thought that it will be there forever.
他以为这个圣殿将会永永远远的存在。
Jesus says it will be destroyed.
主耶稣却说它将会被毁坏。
This will be the signs that will take place before its destruction.
这在还没有被毁坏之前将会有一些异兆。
Jesus died in the year 30 AD.
主耶稣在主后30年后死了。
40 years later, in AD 70, the temple was destroyed.
但是在主后70年，那个圣殿就被毁坏了。
You go to Jerusalem now, you don't see any temple at all.
当你去耶路撒冷的时候，你再看不到那个圣殿了。
This prophecy of Jesus Christ was fulfilled exactly according to all the details of Christ.
所以那个圣殿的被毁坏，完完全全的按着圣经所记载的应验了。
What it means to us is this.
那这什么意思呢?
This is a guarantee that what Jesus Christ said about the second coming again will surely come to pass, just as in AD 70 this magnificent temple was destroyed forever.
既然这个圣殿在主后70年已经被毁了，主耶稣的再来已肯定的一定会按着神的话语呢，完全的这个应验出来。
You think this world is so permanent that it will never be destroyed?
你以为这个世界是永远的，是不会被毁坏的吗？
Just like there is sunrise, there will always be sunset.
你以为每一天有这个太阳出来，你一定会有这个太阳落在西方落下来吗？
It's the same way that we think of this world, the same way the disciples thought of the temple.
我们对这个世界的观念，也像这个门徒对那个圣殿的观念一样。
It will always be there.
他们以为那个世界永远在那边呢。
That is why the destruction of the temple is a guarantee that there will be the second coming of Christ.
当这个圣殿被毁坏的时候，这就再次印证主耶稣一定会再来的。
You go to Jerusalem, no more temple.
你去耶路撒冷，你看不到那个圣殿。
That permanent building is destroyed.
那个永远长存的这个圣殿已经被毁掉了。
When Jesus Christ returns, he will destroy this world.
当主耶稣再来的时候呢，他要毁灭这个世界。
This world with all the systems seems so permanent and eternal, isn't it?
这个世界有它的自己的这个体制，也是好像是很永远存在的。
Everything will be destroyed.
但是一切的东西呢，将会被毁坏。
America will be destroyed, Europe will be destroyed, Australia will be destroyed, Singapore will be destroyed.
美国、欧洲这个许多的国家、新加坡也在会被毁坏掉。
China is also included.
中国也是会被毁坏。
Every nation of the world will be destroyed.
所有的国家将会被毁坏。
Because when the Lord returns, no more human being will be allowed to rule because Jesus Christ himself will rule on this earth.
当主耶稣再来的时候呢，没有任何人能够再统治这个世界，只有主耶稣会统治这个世界。
All your passports will be useless.
你的所有的护照都没有用了。
All your money will be useless.
你的金钱将没有用了。
All your jobs will be useless.
你的工作将没有用了。
All your studies will be useless.
你的学业将没有用了。
All your training will be useless.
你一切的训练也没有用了。
Doctors will have no job.
那医生没有工作。
Engineers will have no job.
工程师没有工作了。
Computer analysts also no job.
那电脑专
All these that we think seem so eternal will be destroyed. These are the signs that must come first.
这些异兆必须要先发生。
Signs are for that purpose only.
这些异兆呢，是为着这个目的。
The message is not in the sign themselves.
这个信息不在这个异兆本身。
The sign point us to the real message.
但是这些异兆呢？ 却让我们看到所要发生的事情。
If there is a sign to say this is the way to Calvary Tunnel,
如果这边有一个路标讲到说这个是要到这个灯架的。
I know that the sign is not Calvary Tunnel, right?
我知道那个路标不是灯架。
I cannot say now I am in Calvary Tunnel, standing in front of the sign.
我不能够在这个路标面前说哦，这个就是灯架教堂了。
The sign points me. This is the way to Calvary Tunnel, isn't it?
这个路标就指着那一边才是这个灯加教堂。
So Jesus says, watch the signs.
所以主耶稣说你要看这些异兆。
The first sign.
第一个异兆。
Verse 14.
在第14节那边。
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Has the gospel been preached throughout the world today?
那到底这个福音有没有传遍整个世界呢？
The Bible did not say everyone in the world will be saved.
圣经没有说每一个在世界上的人都会被拯救。
The Bible did not say every human being must hear the gospel before Jesus can return.
圣经也没有说每一个人在这世界上一定要听到福音才主耶稣才能够回来。
Because that is an impossibility.
那一个是不可能的事情。
Because every time a new baby is born, he has not heard of the gospel.
因为每一次有一个新的婴孩诞生的时候，他就没有听过这个福音。
And the moment the baby grows up to hear the gospel, another baby is born.
当这个婴孩已经长大的时候，另外一个婴孩又生。
So that's not what this means.
这个不是他这些所意思。
What it means is that whether the gospel has been given in all the five continents of the earth.
这边的意思是讲，到底这个福音呢有没有传到五个大陆那边？
Today with radio, with internet, with modern technology, the gospel has already been preached throughout the world.
以现代的这个科技，有这个电脑，有这个收音机，那这些福音呢，已经传到世界各个角落。
Isn't this true?
难道这个不对吗？
When Jesus gave this in his day, it was an impossibility.
在耶稣当时呢，当时代呢，这样子的一个不事情是不可能的。
Because there was no electricity.
那时候没有电。
There was no radio.
那时候没有啊这个收音机。
There was no television. There was no internet.
那时候没有电视，没有这个这个网国际网际网络。
But now, nearly 2,000 years later.
但是在两千年以后。
It has already arrived.
这些东西科技已经抵达了。
Borders cannot stop the radio waves.
那些边界不能够禁止这个那个电波传过去。
And so you find Christianity in all the continents of the earth.
所以呢，这个基督教呢，给传遍世界各个角落。
Are they found in Australia? Yes.
到底有没有在澳洲呢？有。
Are they found in America? Yes.
也是有在这个美国。
In China? Yes.
也是有在中国。
Even in the North Pole and the South Pole.
也是在北极跟南极。
Also found in South America, in Africa.
也是在南美洲跟非洲。
So the gospel has already been preached.And rich in all the world.
所以福音已经传了，而且大到每一个角落。
It has been given as a witness to all the nations.
已经向这个整个世界作为见证了。
So this sign has already been fulfilled.
所以这样子的一个异兆已经应验了。
The second sign.
第二个异兆呢
？Verse 15.
第十五节。
When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place.
这边说到你们看见先知但以理所说那行毁坏可真的站在圣地。
Now Jesus says shall see it's in the future.
这边主耶稣说你将会看到是将来的一些事情。
This one has not been fulfilled in the time of Christ yet.
在耶稣的时代这个事件呢还没有应验。
Has this been fulfilled in our time?
在我们的时代到底有没有应验呢
？Not yet.
还没有的。
But there was a documentary that was shown on television.
但是有一个这样子的一个纪录片是讲这样子讲到。
There was a group of Jews who were interviewed during this television program.
在这样子的一个电视节目里面呢，有一组这个犹太人受访。
They call themselves the Orthodox Jews.
他们这些是一些正统的这个犹太人。
They only have one purpose in their life.
在他们的生命中只有一个目的
，and that was to rebuild the temple，
就是要重建这个圣殿。
They told the people who interviewed them，
那他告诉那些访问他的人
，We have in our warehouse all the items of worship that were found in the time of Solomon's temple。
他们说在我们的这个仓库里面呢，我们已经预备了所有要敬拜使用的那些器具了。
Do you mean to say they were asked？That you have the Ark of the Covenant with the mercy seat? They say yes.
你问他如果到底有没有这个月柜呢？有这个施恩宝座呢？他们说有的。
Do you have the table of showbread? Do you have the lampstand? And you have the altar of incense? They say yes.
到底有没有这个陈设饼的这个座呢？到底有没有这个香坛呢？还有其他的这些东西？他们说有的。
We also have parts of the temple prefab ready to be installed together.
他们已经有一间做好的这些圣殿的这些这个墙，然后预备装上去。
That means the moment they gave back the land where the temple was built, the moment they got the permission, everything could be set up in a very short time.
当他们能够得到那个圣殿的这个地的时候，当他们被批准之后，他们就能够立刻在很短的时间呢，能够把这个圣殿重建起来。
Watch out for this sign.
那你要。注意这样子的一个异兆。
The moment permission is given for the temple to be rebuilt, you know that this second sign is about to be completed.
当这个要重建这个圣殿被批准的时候，你就知道这样子的一个异兆会应验了。
Verse 21,
在二十一节。
This will be the sign of the great tribulation.
这是论到这个大灾难的这个异兆。
This one will also be in the future.
这个也是在将来的。
This is the sign where the world will be destroyed by the wrath of God.
那当然说呢，这个整个世界呢，被神的愤怒呢所毁坏。
The tribulation will be so great, Jesus says, it will be so severe that the world has never seen before.
这个大灾呢是大到一个地步呢，是整个世界从来没有见过的。
The oceans will be turned to blood.
那个整个海呢会变成血那样。
All the trees will be burnt out by God's wrath.
那树呢将会被烧掉。
All the fresh water will be turned to poisonous water.
那水呢将会变成一个有毒的那水。
The sun and the moon and the stars will be darkened.
所有天上的那天庭呢将会变暗。
If you are on earth at that time,
如果当时你在这个世界的话
，When the sun is darkened, you'll be feeling so cold.
当这个太阳变暗的时候呢，你将会觉得很寒冷。
And you will be so thirsty, but there's no water.
而且当你很口渴的时候，却没有水。
Animals and fish all will die.
那所有的动物和鱼将会死掉。
You will be starving.
那你将会挨饿。
This will be the great tribulation that will come upon this earth.
这就是大灾难将会临到这个世界的时刻。
This will be in the future.
这是将来的这事。
And Jesus says in verse 22, if this day is not shortened by me, there will be no one left on earth.
这边讲到说，如果主没有把那个日子减少呢，没有任何人能够在这。存留在这个世界上。
But because of the believers on earth at that time, Jesus says in verse 22, I will shorten those days.
啊，这主耶稣说，只为着这个选民的缘故呢，那日子被减少了。
This is based upon the grace and the mercies of God.
那是按照神的慈悲、神的恩典来的说的。
Do you think you should still make this world your home?
你还要把这个世界当作你的家吗？
Knowing that God will destroy this earth?
你知道神要毁坏这个世界吗？
Do you think that it will make sense for you to continue to collect and make this world your palace?
你觉得你还要继续的来寄存这个财宝，让这个地方成为你的这个皇宫吗？
Whatever material things you have to use it for the service of God.
你所拥有的一切将要用在侍奉神的这个事上。
So to use it to help you be a better student of God's word.
让你能够成为这个神话语的更好的一个学生。
You have to use it for the extension of God's kingdom, that is to the blessing of others.
让你能够扩建神的这个国度，让使更多人能够得到这个福气。
That's how you use material things on this earth.
这是你使用在这个世上的这些财产的这些这个方法。
Sign number four.
第四个意象。
Verse 23.
23节。
If any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ,Don't believe it.
那时若有人对你们说基督在这里基督在你们不要信。
This is very similar to verse 5, isn't it? The first sign for the destruction of the temple.
这跟第五节的这个意象相当相似。
That's how we know that this list of Jesus Christ is an answer to two questions because of the similarity.
因为这两者呢都相同的话，这个是两个答案的这个一样的答案哈。
Now you watch verse 24.
第二十四节
，There shall arise false Christ.
这边讲到有假基督兴起。
People who call themselves Christians, but they are lying.
这些讲到他们自称为是基督徒，但是他们却说谎话。
They also are called false prophets.
他们也被称为假先知。
They pretend to prophesy, but they are false. They are lying.
他们装着是在说预言，但是他们是说谎言。
And these false prophets will show great signs and wonders.
这些假先知呢，他们会显大神迹、大奇事。
The word great there is where we get the English word mega.
从这个大就是很极大的。
Do you know how the charismatic churches call themselves mega church?
所以这个灵恩派他们叫他们教会什么？叫他极大的这个教会。
Do you know how the charismatic call themselves signs and wonders movement?
他们称他们自己的这个组织为一个神迹性的这个组织。
Mega Signs and Wonders Movement.
这说大神迹大奇事的这个组织。
Has this been fulfilled?
这些东西已经应验了没有？
It has been fulfilled in the charismatic church.
是在这个灵恩派那里已经被应验了。
Do you know that many charismatics have brought back the ministry of the prophets?
你知道这些灵恩派的这个基督徒呢，他们把这些这个先知的这些事工呢带回来。
So much so that sometimes they preach they don't even refer to God's word.
有时候他们讲到的时候，他们都没有没有照着圣经来讲。
They just say that God spoke to me this morning.
他们说今天早上主神向我说话。
Or God spoke to me last night.
神昨晚跟我讲话。
And then now God tells me to tell you to do this and do that.
所以现在神告诉我你们要做这个做那一个。
And the members will believe.
那他们的这个信徒呢将相信他们的话。
And they will do.
他们将会按他们的话而行。
Thousands of them believe, and thousands of them continue to follow blindly.
许许多多的相信，而且盲从着他们。
And they will do miracles that will prove how convincing they are that they are from God.
他们做许许多多的这个神迹, 让他们, 让这个信徒们相信他们是从神来的。
The Bible says Jesus warns us that if it were possible, they shall deceive even the very elect.
这边讲到说, 倘若能够啊, 连选民都被迷惑了。
Of course, it is not possible.
当然这个是不可能的。
But they will deceive many.
但是我们肯定了, 他们会, 啊, 迷惑许多人。
But this sign is already fulfilled.
这个预兆已经应验了。
So all of these four signs that Jesus gave us pertaining to the return of Jesus Christ with the church onto the earth, four signs, two have been fulfilled.
在这个四个预兆里面呢, 已经两个已经成全了。
Now just now, we talked about the two aspects of the second coming of Christ.
刚才我们讲到说, 这个当主来的时候有第二个, 方面的。
The second coming of Christ with the church all the way down onto the earth.
那就是主耶稣跟他的教会一起的来到这个世界上。
The other one is Jesus Christ will come down for the church where the church will be taken up to meet Jesus Christ in the air.
另一个呢是主耶稣来到在半空中的时候呢, 这教会, 啊, 被提跟主耶稣在空中。
This chapter talks about the second coming of Christ with the church all the way down to the earth.
那这24章是讲到说, 这个主耶稣跟他的教会一起的来到这个世界上。
Some of these signs you will not need to see.
有一些, 啊, 这些征兆你是不需要知道的。
Because if you are a Christian now, you will be taken up to heaven.
啊, 如果你是基督徒的时候呢, 基督徒, 当主来的时候呢, 你将会被提。
That means sign number two, sign number three, you will not see on this earth.
因此第二个跟第三个预兆呢,你将不会看到。
You will already be taken up.
那时候你已经被提了。
You will be spared the great tribulation.
你将不会遇到那个大灾难。
You will not see this abomination of desolation in the holy place.
你将不会看到那个行毁坏可憎的站在圣地上。
Because it will take place in the middle of the great tribulation.
那这个事件呢是在这个大灾难的中期那边发生。
If you are a Christian right now, you will be taken up.
如果你现在是个基督徒,那时候你已经被提了。
How many of you want to see all this?
你到底有多少个人要看这些异兆呢?
How many of you want to experience the great tribulation?
谁要经历这个大灾难呢?
How many of you want to see the abomination of desolation placed in the holy place?
谁要看到那个行毁坏可憎的在那个圣地呢?
Then if you want to see,
如果你要看的话,
don't be a Christian now.
那你就现在不要做基督徒。
Wait.
你要等。
But it will be a very difficult time.
但是那个时候将是一个很难忍受的一个日子。
It will be the time of the wrath of God.
那是神的愤怒临到他们身上。
That's why Jesus says great tribulation.
所以主耶稣说那一个是大灾难来的。
But if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
但是如果你相信主耶稣基督,
then don't be afraid of sign number two and number three.
那如果你是基督徒，你就不要怕这个第二个跟第三个的这个征兆。
Jesus says you will be taken up.
那说你将会被提。
Because the wrath of God has already been taken by Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣已经承受了神的这个愤怒。
And if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then the wrath of God will no longer be upon you.
如果你相信主耶稣, 这个神的愤怒呢不会临到你的身上。
That's why Jesus Christ says, I will come down and I will take you home to be with me.
所以主耶稣说我将会来，我将会把你提带回天家去。
This will be our glorious hope.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
But if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ now,
如果你现在不相信主耶稣基督的话,
be prepared for the great tribulation.
那你将预备面对这个大灾难。
And on that very day, please remember this message this afternoon.
那你就要记得今天下午的这个信息。
Then you cry to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那你向主耶稣呼求。
But bear in mind that it will be at the risk of your life.
但是那时候你是冒着你生命的危险。
Satan and the Antichrist and the false prophet will be on earth.
那撒旦那个地基督那假先知呢将会在这个世界上。
And he will deceive the world.
他将会欺骗这个世界。
He will do a lot of false miracles.
他将会做很多的这个假的这个神迹。
Believe the Lord Jesus Christ right now.
那你现在要相信主耶稣。
Knowing that this thing will come to pass.
那知道这些东西呢将会发生。
Just as the temple was destroyed and all those signs appeared before the destruction.
那你发现到这个圣殿会被毁坏，而且在之前的这些征兆呢已经应验了。
This return of Christ will come to pass.
那主耶稣的再来呢，一定会成全的。
And his return will be as the judge.
他回来的时候，他将以审判官来出显现。
Look at verse 29.
那看二十九节。
Immediately after the tribulation in those days, shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星都要从天上坠落，天使都要震动。
This will be at the end of the tribulation.
这是在这个大灾难的这个末期。
And when that happens,
当那个事情发生的时候，
verse 30 says, then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾着天上的云降临。
You know why they mourn, right?
你知道为什么他们哀哭吗？
You know why they're going to scream and cry, right?
为什么他们在喊叫要哭呢？
Because now they see the judge.
那看到的是那个审判官。
He is not going to be the savior.
他不是救主了。
That's why they will mourn and they will weep and they will cry.
啊，因此他们会哀哭，他们会哀痛。
They finally realize that we have been persecuting the children of the Son of God.
啊，他们就知道说他们在一直在这个逼迫这个基督的这个百姓。
And then judgment will come very swiftly.
那审判将很快的临到。
Look at verse 31.
那看三十一节。
Jesus will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from all the four winds and from the end of heaven to the other.
他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声，将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都召集了来。
These are the ones who will be there in the millennium.
那这一些人呢，将会进入那个千禧年里面。
This is the new heaven and new earth.
那在这个新天新地。
All the unbelievers will be cast into hell.
那不信的呢，将会被丢在这个地狱里面。
The return of Jesus Christ will only be a happy time for believers.
那主耶稣的再临的对于信主就是一个喜乐的日子。
If you are not a child of God right now, you don't have anything good to look forward to, but only mourning and crying.
如果你不是信主的，你将没有什么喜乐的东西没有盼望什么喜乐的事情，只能够等待这个地。
Do you believe this sign?
你相信这些征兆吗？
Do you believe that Jesus Christ will return?
你相信主耶稣将会回来吗？
Verse 32 is an illustration given by Christ.
那在第三十二节是主耶稣给了一个比喻。
He says you learn a parable of the fig tree.
你看那个无花果的这个比喻。
When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near.
当树枝泛嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
Summertime is harvesting time.
那当夏天的时候，就是收割的时候。
So they look at the fig tree.
他们就看那个无花果树。
Fig tree is a very unusual tree.
啊，无花果树是个特别的这个树。
The fruit will appear first and then the leaves.
它那个果实会出现先，然后它这个叶子才会出现。
Other trees, the apple tree, orange tree, the leaves first, and then the fruit.
那对于橙还有苹果呢，是叶子出现，然后才是有果实。
And so the fig tree is a very good tree that the people in those days used as a sign.
那因此呢，在当时呢，人家用这个无花果树来当作一个征兆。
And the rest of the other trees, all the other fruit trees, will now be ready for harvesting.
啊，当我们看到这个无花果树这个泛嫩芽长叶的时候，其他的果子呢将会已经是成熟了。
You know how a farmer lives.
你知道一个农夫怎么过活的
？They don't have monthly salary like us.
他们没有一个固定每个月的这个薪金。
Their whole year's life is in the harvest.
他们的这个整个的这个生命呢是在这个收成里面。
If the harvest fails, the whole year will be a poor year for them.
如果他们的收成很坏的话，他们将会过一个很穷的一年。
If the harvest is good, they know that their whole year will be good, and also for next year they got money now to buy seeds for next year.
如果他们的这个收成好的话，他们将会有一个丰年，那么接下来一年他们能够买种子来撒种。
And if you know how critical farming life is, you cannot afford to procrastinate.
如果你知道这个农 农作的这个重要，你不能够犹豫不决的。
You become too early to harvest the fruits, the trees, the fruits are not ripe yet.
啊，如果你太早收成的话，那果实还没有熟。
If you are too lazy or too late, you want to sleep, and then once the fruit becomes overripe, it is too late.
啊，这如果你是懒惰，你不愿意收成的话，那个等迟一点的话，那些果实呢已经过熟了。
The timing has to be perfect, precise.
因此，那个时间必须要很准确的。
Just as the right time when the fruits are just ripe, just juicy, just sweet.
啊，当那个果实那时候最丰满的时候，最甜的时候，就应该收成了。
And the fig tree will be the key.
那个这个无花果树的果子呢，将是一个很好的一个迹象。
It will be the indicator to help them with all the preparation for the harvest.
他们将预备他们能够做好他们的这个收成。
Now, if the harvest in the harvest, the farmers know how to do all these to keep their physical life together. Can you not see for eternity for your spiritual life?
啊，这些农夫他们知道按着这些迹象来预备收成，那我们自己本身到底会不会为我们将来来做好准备呢？
Can you not see?
你看不到吗？
For physical life, you make sure that you don't miss the harvest.
那在这个物质的这个方面，我们确定说我们不会失去那个收成。
We are not talking about your physical life, which is only 70 years and 10.
啊，我们不是讲到我们这个现在的这个生命只不过是到70年罢了。
Jesus was talking about your soul in eternity in heaven or in hell.
啊，主耶稣是讲到我们的这个灵魂到底是在天，将来会在天堂呢，还是在地狱？
That's why Jesus says in verse 33, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, there will be the signs.Know that it is near even at the doors.
对，主耶稣这么说，这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子进了，正在门口了。
For verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things shall be fulfilled.
我是在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成全。
This generation does not refer to Jesus' generation.
啊，这个世代不是单单讲到这个主耶稣的世代。
This generation refers to the generation when the signs will be revealed.
这个世代是讲到说，当那个这些异兆将应验的时代，那个时候。
It will surely definitely come to pass.
啊，这些这样的异兆呢，将会一定会应验的。
God is not a liar.
神不是一个说谎者。
Even when heaven and earth shall pass away, Jesus says, My words shall never pass away.
耶稣说，天地要废弃，我的话却不能废弃。
That's how sure the words of Jesus Christ are.
这些主耶稣所说的话是很确定的。
Why did Jesus tell us all these signs?
为什么主耶稣让我们知道这些异兆呢？
It's not for the unbelievers.
不是给那些不信的人。
The unbelievers reject him as Savior and Lord.
那些不信的拒绝要做他们的这个救主和主。
These are prophecies from our heavenly Father to His children.
这是从天父来赐给他孩子的这些征兆。
Because God loves us.
这些因为神爱我们。
God doesn't want us to waste our lives.
神不要让我们枉费我们的这个时间。
So He wants to tell us the return of Jesus Christ are preceded by signs.
他要让我们知道主耶稣还没有。再来之前呢，将会有许许多多的异兆。
So that this generation that is our generation,
那因此我们这个时代
，this generation will not end up sleeping.
这个时代不会一直在睡觉。
Because if we as God's children will not believe in God's word, nobody else will.
如果我们身为神的儿女，我们不相信神的话语，别的人也更加不会相信。
Are you a child of God?
你是神的儿女吗？
Have you truly accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior?
你有真正的相信接受主耶稣做你个人救主吗？
The signs are already fulfilled.
这些异兆已经成全了。
The return of the Lord Jesus Christ is very near.
主耶稣要来的日子近了。
One Sunday you come to church will be the last Sunday.
可能在其中一个主日，那就是最后的一个主日了。
One day that tract that you give out will be the last tract that you're going to give.
有一天可能你所分发出去的那个单张是你最后 一次的分出去。
One day the last gospel message that you're going to share will be the last forever.
啊，可能有一次你所分享的这个福音信息将是你最后一次分享的时刻了。
Serve the Lord diligently and fervently.
我们要殷勤与热心的侍奉主。
Go out there and be a godly witness and testimony.
然后呢在外面能够为主做美好的见证。
Because when the Lord Jesus Christ returns,
当主耶稣再来的时候,
He comes as a judge.
他将会审判我们,
Everyone, everything will be gone forever.
所有的东西将会毁灭,
if you are wicked, wicked for eternity.
如果你是恶人, 你永远, 你作恶的,
holy, holy for eternity.
如果你是圣洁,
May God speak to your heart.
但愿神能够向我们说话,
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, merciful, loving Heavenly Father,
我们慈悲, 爱我们的天父,
We thank Thee, O Lord, for Your grace and Your mercies in saving us from the darkness into Your marvelous light.
谢谢你, 按着你的慈悲, 把我们从这个黑暗中, 带进这个光明之中。
Help us, O Lord, to always trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们常常地依靠主耶稣基督。
Help us always to be good students of Thy Holy Word.
让我们能够好好地学习你的话语。
Help us not to be hearers only, but doers also.
让我们不单单听你的话语, 而且要遵行你的话语。
We thank Thee, Lord, for sending Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
我们感谢你，因为你差派主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
We thank Thee, Lord, for accepting what Jesus Christ has done for us by raising Him from the dead.
我们感谢你，因为你接受了主耶稣基督，你让他从死里复活。
And Jesus Christ has ascended into heaven, seated at Thy right hand, interceding for us.
我们感谢，因为主耶稣已经复活，已经升上天，然后在神的右边为我们代求。
And soon Jesus Christ will return to take us home unto Himself.
将来主耶稣很快的会再一次的来接我们回到天家。
May that blessed day be soon.
让那一个荣耀的日子将快实现。
Help us who are your children to live for the Lord Jesus Christ in these last days.
让我们身为神的儿女，让我们为主耶稣而活。
Just as the temple was destroyed, we know that the Lord will return and this world will be destroyed.
既然这个圣殿会被毁灭，我们也知道主耶稣必定会再来接，把我们接回他那里去。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins when we have been slothful.
如果我们有懒惰的，求主你赦免我们的罪。
Forgive us, O Lord, for all our sins when we have been fearful.
我们也为着我们所惧怕的罪来，求你罪赦免。
Grant us strength and courage that we may earnestly contend for the faith in these last days.
让我们有力量，有恩典来为真道来争辩。
Help us, Lord, not to fail you.
让我们不要使你失望。
Help us to serve you faithfully, even unto death.
让我们能够忠心地侍奉你, 直到 忠心到时。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名祈求。 Amen. Amen.